The independent wrestling circuit can be a tough road, with many promotions fizzling shortly after getting off the ground. But in Sioux Falls, Midwest All-Pro Wrestling has just celebrated their second year of providing fans with thrills and prospective wrestlers with a chance to learn the ropes, thanks to former WWE fan favorite Nick Dinsmore, known to fans across the world as Eugene. He joins us today to talk about running a successful business and providing area wrestling fans with a chance to enjoy frequent wrestling shows without the expense of the big league ticket. Nick Dinsmore in our Sioux Falls studio. Welcome. Good to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. First of all, why Sioux Falls? How Sioux Falls? How did this happen?
Why not? Is it the low unemployment rate? Is it the low crime rate? Is it because it's the best little city in America? Well, the truth be told, this is where my wife is from. I met her some years ago while touring with the WWE. Stephanie Fisher was on local Sioux Falls television, and we met and toured around the world doing professional wrestling, and now we settled back here, and we wanted to start a small, you know, independent wrestling company that gives family-friendly entertainment to all the fans.
Yeah, like we just said, you celebrated 2 years with a card at the Icon Lounge here in Sioux Falls last month. You have another one coming up on December 17th. Eugene's birthday. Tell me about that.
That's right. December 17th is my birthday. So at the Icon downtown, we're going to have Eugene's birthday bash. We've lowered ticket prices so that everybody can come. And I've told everybody, they don't have to bring a present, but they have to bring a friend. So it's going to be a big event at the Icon Sunday, December the 17th.
I'm interested to know, before you started Midwest All-Pro Wrestling in Sioux Falls, did you have any experience running a business, or did you get into this cold?
Yes, I had a lot of experience. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. I was trained by the Nightmare Danny Davis, who had fame in regional territory wrestling in Florida area, Pensacola area, mm-hmm. as one half of the Nightmares. He went on to establish Ohio Valley Wrestling, which became a developmental territory for the WWE. In the first crop of athletes that OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling, put out, there was Brock Lesnar, there was Batista, there was Randy Orton, there was John Cena, there was Shelton Benjamin, there was Victoria, and the names just kept growing and growing. At that time, I was the guy, and Batista just recently mentioned me on JR's podcast, as I was like the first guy that helped him get into the business to get learning. He called me an encyclopedia, because I was always at the OVW Training Center. I was running classes. I was helping train guys like John Cena, even when Brock Lesnar moved there. When Brock Lesnar met my wife for the first time, they realized that they had a common Midwest, some of his family's from Laverne, and her family's from Laverne, so also mm-hmm. they're talking, and I saw Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30 when he beat The Undertaker. That's the first thing he said. You're still with the woman from Sioux Falls, of course. But from there, I was on the road with WWE from 2004 to about 2009. And most recently, from 2013 to 2015, I worked at the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. And I helped train a lot of the crew that is on Monday Night Raw now. So I've helped run pro wrestling companies. I've helped run independent, small pro wrestling companies, creative, promotion, training, everything under the sun, so I'm well prepared.
I know you're familiar with some of the old school training, like Stu Hart, the Dungeon up in Calgary, Vern Gagne, and just some of the crazy, crazy things he had guys do at his farmstead in the barn. And how different is training now compared? Do any guys train like that anymore, or is it more like what you were just talking about?
I not that I really know of. I mean, back then Vern would, you know, take you down himself and end up putting all the pressure holds on you and making you scream in pain. You couldn't get away until you cried. And there are not many guys that train like that. More so now is if you aspire to be a WWE superstar, the first step is getting that tryout. And with smaller promotions like myself, and honestly, there's not many training centers around the United States, around the world, that have the experience that I have. I'm not one to normally toot my own horn, but realistically, you know, I've been in WrestleMania, I've been in the ring with Hulk Hogan, I've been in the ring with The Rock, with Vince McMahon, I've helped train, you know, some of the guys that have become multiple-time world champions. Nobody really has the resume that I have. And to have that establishment here in Sioux Falls, I mean, I think it's great. I've come to love this city. It's truly phenomenal. I mean, the summers are great. The winters are growing on me, but you know, I guess that's to be expected.
A good winter so far this year.
Absolutely.
Anyway. The people that come through your training facility, this is another way that your business is successful, because you're actually training your own wrestlers, bringing them up to wrestle on your cards. Talk about just some of the people that have done that, some of the guys that maybe have a future, some of the stars that are wrestling in your organization right now?
In the 2 years that I've been putting on live events as well as training, I've trained over 50 wrestlers. Some guys want to come out and just try it, and I'm all for that, but mm-hmm. some guys want to aspire to be a WWE superstar. And that's what I tell everybody. If that's your aspiration to be, you know, a worldwide known superstar, or whether you just want to try it, or whether you just want to get in better shape. I've done personal training my whole life, and I've done professional wrestling training, you know, pretty much my whole life. Midwest All Pro Wrestling is the definite place for anybody that's just curious. We've got a camp coming up. Starts next Monday. For $250, you can just try it out, so you don't have to commit to a full semester. MidwestAllPro.com has all the information, but, you know, when SmackDown was here recently, mm-hmm. I think it was September, I believe.
Right.
I had four people requested to be extras on SmackDown. Hmm. And what that means is, for some people, it might just be extra because they need a particular character to fill a particular slot. Mm-hmm. Some people, they say, we've been watching this person, and we know that they might have a chance, so we want to give them a tryout. You know, I had three guys that got asked to go, and then my wife, Stephanie, got asked to go, and she played Elizabeth with Dolph Ziggler.
Pretty large part in the show,
Absolutely. So, you know, it's just a slow build, and we're just trying to get the word out and trying to, you know, homegrown, you know, grassroots kind of movement here.
But that said, being very largely homegrown, you're still connected, and when you have your cards, your shows, you've been able to draw in. You mentioned Shelton Benjamin. I think he's a guy that's been here, and some other well-known figures in the wrestling community that is something that a lot of independent wrestling promotions aren't able to give to their fans. You're able to not only give them the homegrown talent, but also a few extra guys kind of peppered into the card that fans really, really are familiar with.
Well, because, you know, I've had the past 20 years of spending my life in the professional wrestling business. I've met some people. I know some people. like you said, we had Eric Bischoff. We had Victoria. We've had Tatanka come in for us. You know, Shelton Benjamin came in. Damian Sandow came in. Then there were some guys that were wrestling locally, like Arya Daivari, who ended up getting hired and is now on Monday Night Raw. Yeah. There's been so many people, and there's so many that I want to bring in 2018. I've been in talks with three people that everybody in the wrestling world would know. I don't want to name any names just yet, but that are dying to come in our February and March shows. So 2018 is going to be huge.
Let's talk about Eugene a little bit. This is a character, of course, that you're well known for. Has Eugene ever been a heel, by the way?
There was a time there where they tried it, and it just the fans didn't accept it, coupled with the fact that I didn't really I couldn't get heat on anybody that the fans really cared about. Yeah. They would have given Eugene somebody, you know, the fans really loved, but it was kind of a breakup between Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who was awesome, and Eugene, and the fans liked both of them, so they really didn't want to. It was an uphill battle, and I feel like Eugene is like a Ronald McDonald. It's just he's always a babyface. He's always a good guy. You know, it's lovable Eugene. You could put Eugene back on Monday Night Raw this Monday, and he would fit right in, and the people would know him, and he would get over.
For fans that don't know the Eugene character, can you describe him a little bit and at what point in your career that evolved?
So I'd been wrestling for about 10 years, and I was known as a guy that could do every hold that there is, you know, wrestle for an hour straight and not use the same hold twice. I was very efficient, very proficient in the art of professional wrestling, but I didn't necessarily have the character that WWE likes to latch onto. So I came up with the character of a special young boy. That's how they termed Eugene. Maybe not as intelligent as everybody else, but a very childlike, very fun-loving, almost like a Rain Man type character that knew wrestling history and knew all the moves. Mm-hmm. And the minute he got in the ring and the minute the bell rang, he could do anything that you know, anything that any of his idols ever did. Rock Bottom, Stunner, Big Boot and Leg Drop, Hulk Hogan. And it was just an easy match for the creative team to then put me with guys like Hulk Hogan. I was in the ring with The Rock, and just it was, you know, my dream, but yet Eugene's dream all came true.
And you couldn't be more popular with the children.
It was fun. Yeah. It was really cool. I mean, to see people come up to me and say, you know, listen, you know, Eugene gave my son inspiration. Some people would say that my son couldn't do this, but he would tell me, yes, I can do whatever I want because Eugene did. And that was really special to me, traveling around the world, seeing, you know, families of special young men and women that are given inspiration by something I'm getting paid to do and having fun doing is a blessing.
When you came up as a wrestler, how about some of the tough times you experienced on the road in the indies? Were there some times where you just thought, oh, what am I doing?
I was so young, and I wanted it so bad. There was just a couple of those times when I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, still in the territorial wrestling system, and it was the Memphis-based Jerry Lawler, Jerry Jarrett territory. That's what we would see locally on TV. They would come to the Louisville Gardens every Tuesday night, and the first time that I got to wrestle in Memphis on Memphis TV, I knew all my friends back home were going to see it, and I was so excited, but we stayed in the worst hotel. I had never seen that type of, like, crime and criminals and just, you know, that kind of stuff, that element, and it was right outside my door. And I knew I could walk to the TV studio the next morning where Lance Brown and Dave Russell were, but it was just like, oh my, I was so scared. And it was like a time where I really had to think, is this what I want to do? And but then I just kept going, kept plugging away.
One of my bucket list things was always I wanted to be like a heel announcer. Corey Graves, he has only been doing this for so long. And for those that don't know, he is a analyst, I guess you would say, on Monday Night Raw and on SmackDown on the USA Network for WWE. And due to an injury, I guess, he has been relegated to announcing. And the guy just took right off as a heel, and he's so good.
I knew he was going to be great. I was a coach when he was in NXT at the Performance Center, and his promos, his speaking ability was off the charts. I think he suffered a couple concussions, and because of the new concussion protocol, I think that kind of 20 years ago he'd still be wrestling, but you know today that kind of brought him out of the ring. I don't know if they're going to revisit that or retest it. I don't know exactly how that works, but he was still money on the mic, and you're exactly right. He's a heel persona, and he's just great.
We mentioned 2 years now for Midwest All-Pro Wrestling here in the Sioux Falls region, but you have a larger footprint. I think you've been up north and into Iowa. Can you kind of tell us some of the other cities that you've had shows in?
Well, Eugene's been all around the world. Midwest All-Pro, you know, we've run pretty local around Sioux Falls in the Midwest, but yes, I'd love to, you know, get down to Sioux City, Iowa, and you know, we did run an event in Rapid City, which was phenomenal.
Okay.
I'd like to get back out there. I'm just, you know, trying to find towns where we can go every 3 months, you know, three times a year, something like that, and just bring live entertainment. I'd love to go to, you know, to Yankton, to we had events in Sisseton. I'd love to go to Brookings, you know, just around to where all the fans could see us.
After 2 years in existence, where do you want to see Midwest All-Pro Wrestling go? Are you pretty comfortable knowing that, you know, you can't compete with a major, but you have this region that you've really locked in on? What do you see here in the future for Midwest All-Pro?
We're going to have a regional territory. I don't know how far north we're going to go. Hopefully Fargo. As far maybe east as Worthington or Albert Lea. As far south as Sioux City. As far west maybe as Rapid City. And I would love to have television that hits all those markets. And then we can tour those towns regularly and all the little smaller towns, all the county fairs and all the celebrations, everything that goes on. I would love, you know, for everybody's first thought to be, we want our entertainment to be Midwest All-Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Because it's fan-friendly, it's for all ages, and everybody's going to come out. And we can bring in stars that everybody knows.
I was curious, too, and you already brought up TV. I was going to ask about that. So that would be really cool to see. You know, wrestling fans in general, we've seen a lot of our heroes pass away within the last short period of time. I mean, Bobby Heenan, a big name, you know, go back the last two or three years, you know, Roddy Piper and Randy Savage. I mean, it's just such a large list. Are you seeing that we're finding the talent to replace all those people? Are people filling their shoes?
I don't think that you're ever going to fill those shoes. I mean, these were guys that were icons when pro wrestling exploded in the 80s. And, you know, those were the first guys that I ever saw. The only guy that I didn't get to meet that you mentioned was Macho Man Randy Savage. I know his brother Lanny very well. And Macho Man Randy Savage is actually influential in my career because he trained one of the guys that trained me. And I think that the passing away of all those guys is not all of them, but some of them are indicative to the lifestyle that they lived in.
Yeah.
And that lifestyle has pretty much been completely pushed out of pro wrestling. Yeah. The WWE has done such a great job to make everything, you know, safe for their performers. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that wave continuing much longer because most of those guys aren't around anymore.
Yeah. You still wrestle, obviously, as Eugene. I'm curious about your training. What's your training schedule like? Do you train every day?
We train at the Midwest All-Pro Training Center, which is in T. We'll train three nights a week, two mornings a week. On off mornings, I'll be in the gym. A lot of the group of the guys work out here at the local Great Life gymnasium. In between that, I'm on the phone trying to corral shows, trying to get more sponsors. Got some tickets here. Hopefully you can give away at your leisure. It's got all of our sponsors on it. Mitchell Roofing, Empire Auto, Dakota Moving, Sioux Empire Travel, Precision Insurance. I mean, the community has been great helping us. And really been very supportive, and I'm absolutely loving it.
Nice. And you guys have had recent shows at Icon Lounge in Sioux Falls. Is that kind of like your venue right now, or do you bounce around Sioux Falls? Or
that's where we've been for over a year now, and I really like it because it's spacious enough to fill some people, but yet it's still you know tight enough that it's just an atmosphere, and everybody has to come out. It packs out. We have shows on Sundays at 5 o'clock. The next one, like you said, is December 17th. It's just it's going to be happening. It's going to be Eugene's birthday bash, and there's going to be it's going to be a happening.
Absolutely. Nick Dinsmore, he is the owner and trainer with Midwest All Pro Wrestling, based here in the Sioux Falls region. Nick, this has been a lot of fun. Come back anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.